Shir Yates Nixervos continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Gimel Cheshvan Hei Toshim Mzayin November 25th, 1986 and Tuesday in Yeshiva University. Continued.
You can halach Shabbos even to save the life of another person, but maybe because I am mechuyev to save the life of another person. But no one will say, even the Balamoya will agree that when somebody comes in lineage, hello, me the king of Isha Achas, Isha Shish, and he wants that she should be Muzami with him in order to save his life, that this Isha Shish, assuming that it's Muzami, will anybody say she's Mahiades? Will Besdin tell the Isha, yeah, Mechuyas to be Muzami with him? Because he's an addict, he's a maniac, he's an addict. So to save his life, yeah, Mechuyas to be Muzami with him, I don't deal with any other person. If anyone will pass like that, so it will show that he doesn't have a Sefer Yoshua. If somebody will pass, I mean, an addict will come to the Rabban and say, or the woman will come to the Rabban and ask him, a certain man is an addict, and doctor says, psychiatrist say that I'm not in Zan with him, so he'll die. So, and I don't want to be in Zan with him. And I'm here, no Rabban will pass me. There is nothing. Assuming that Schabal Satsmi and everything, but Chuyev certainly not. The Chuyev certainly not. I mean, to commit news in order to save the life of the person who addicted himself to sin, it's inconceivable. So maybe we could say the reason is to why over there the Chachamim said you almost ought to boil it, because in order to be Mechal Shabbos, to save the life of another person, then we have to resort to the chiyuvot. And I am chuyev, because the Talmud Achor, so then I am chuyev, then I can be Mechal Shabbos, even to save the life of another Jew, because I am chuyev. But if I am not chuyev, there is no din of Pikach Nefesh, that one Jew should be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the other Jew if he's not the Chuyev to be Mazel. There is no such an application. So he mentions a raya and no. That Aloha, the Pekach Nefesh is the Yichah Shabbos, is not based upon the mitzvah of Pekach HaFatzot. Truth, Pekach Nefesh is the biggest mitzvah in the world. But the Aloha, the Pekach Nefesh is the Yichah Shabbos, is not based upon the mitzvah. And we see that this is the shite of the Nir in Sanhedrin. I don't have the Nir, that was also taken by the Nir in Sanhedrin. But the Nir in Sanhedrin I don't know why they decided to take the oldest one on the table. Days. On the days, and then turn around. Don't worry, bein the chil, bein the Shabbos. Now, in the parish of Machter, so there are two situations. One situation is of the Machter, because that Ganev has the intention to kill the Barabbais in case the Barabbais puts up a fight against him. So, as a din of Haredi, if you allow to kill. And then in Zorcho Vashemesh, so don't lay. So you're not allowed to kill. So the Braise says, don't lay bein the chil bein the Shabbos. The gamer from you're not allowed to kill. So bein the chil bein the Shabbos. And the only don't, the gamer if you're allowed to kill is also bein the chil bein the Shabbos. So it's more or less the cash. Vishle namely don't bein the chil bein the Shabbos is Sauk at the Hamim did have our Vibesin, in Shabbos with Katrina, and Kamash with Katrina. Don't lay bein the chil bein the Shabbos. Hash to the chili katrin alay, the Shabbos mibori. The Shabbos mibori. So, why do you have to have it posik? They don't lay. The Ganesh is not allowed to kill. So, even the Shabbos is not allowed to kill. The Chayyim is not allowed to kill. So, the Shabbos certainly. Omer Afshayshis, we need to call the Pakiach or the Zagal. What it means is, the damage you're not allowed to kill, so not only you're not allowed to kill. Suppose Esi excavates and digs, so the down of stones falls on him. So he's so the Balabayis is the clear from the Shabbos to the Matzah. I mentioned there's a bias one time, so it's a riot that he gives somebody from Chal Shabbos, so he's because never she's still there for Shabbos. So Rashi says there's a riot from Rashi himself. Takeros Adal, empty show your faith here. No follow of Adal, we talk to know. Aber hier hat die Wahl ist keine Forschers. Hier hat die Wahl ist keine Forschers. Aber die Wahl ist keine Forschers. If he's a damage, you're allowed to kill. And suppose the Gaul falls on him. Kiwi die Mieten und Hoge, die Loya Svoye, die Avrek Telehu. So in the Mele, you are not allowed to be Michal Shabbos to say. So the question is raised against Rashi. Why does Rashi say the reason he's a damage, whereas he's been afraid of him, whom the Balabais is allowed to kill, so if the Gaul falls on him, so you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos to say, how could I have yourself the Gaul? And why? Because he's a Gavatil. Why? Because he's a Gavatil. Because you're allowed to kill him. So since you're allowed to kill him, so you're not allowed, so he has enough Gavatil, so he can't be Michal Shabbos. What does Rashi have to say? Assuming that the deen of the Rach Nefesh is there is based upon the mitzvah of Torah. So without recourse to Gavet Teir, he allowed to kill him, you're certainly not Mechuyev. To muzzle him, he's certainly not here on the Sambu Bam Reachal. If you don't, you're not muzzling. So how could the Rach Nefesh be there? So we see from this Rashi in the Kriyas that the Halacha of the Rach Nefesh is there, it's not the mitzvah of Torah. It's not like I said, the chalices. The mitzvah is this. Pikach nefesh is this. Mitzvah no mitzvah. Pikach nefesh is this. Mitzvah no mitzvah. So if not for the fact that the damet is already has a dinner of Gavet Teile, so he the Balabais, not Allah is, by damet Abel Machteres, so he is distinguished from the regular. Regular lady, so young, who you have to kill to save him. Machine to me, it's only the shoes. It's not a thing. Why is it only the shoes? Because the Balabais can say to him, I don't want to hurt you. Take whatever you want. Then the Ganeth will not have intention to kill Balabais. Some melee. But there's a special head. But if he doesn't want to kill him, he doesn't have to kill him. Some melee, not for the fact of the complication. Since if he doesn't want to kill him, he doesn't have to kill him. So if he wants to save him, probably I'll look at if he wants to save him. So I could say, even on Shabbos, he should be allowed in Michal Shabbos to save him. So Rashi says, no, he's not allowed to save him because of the Gavatil. And really, at one point, he says, since it's a special to us apostle, that the Danuk, who is still a dummy, won't be allowed to kill, so you're not allowed to Michal Shabbos to save him. So it's only in the case of Sofik Sakonik. But where is Bari Sakonik? Then the Miri says, Ulai, that you are allowed to Michal Shabbos to save him. But without the Miri, Rashi itself, Rashi says that the reason is why you're not allowed to Michal Shabbos, because you got it there. But you're not allowed to save him, you're allowed to kill him, why do you have to resort to Gavatele? The answer is the Aloha that is not based upon the mitzvah of Atzal. Just the Kachnevesh is Eichet. So Meile, what the Eichet is, even if he's a lady, and in the Kachovi, we say that Alvai is Meleach, whose Atzal is also under ordinary circumstances, Shalim Makhnev. Because the Meile and the lady, so of course, you're not allowed to be Matzalim in Israel. How can you be allowed to be Michal Shabbos? To say, but you're not able when there is no Yisrael to Yisachonim. So in Melech, there is no Yisrael for Shabbos. So that's a raya. The Daloch of the Pukach Nefesh is Deichai is not based upon the Chiyuv HaTzor. Even when there is no HaTzor. So really, you cannot say the reason why the Chachamim said the Yomus was to go away, because there was no chiyuv for the woman to be matrim to submit herself to Zimush. So even though there is no chiyuv, but if she was ready to submit herself to Zimush in order to save him, he should be allowed. So it's, and still the Chachamim said Yomus was to go away, so it's a raye that the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh is the is not based upon the Kibbutz. Now, the Rambam in the Shabbos, But the Mishneh in Yume says, Sofik is whole, Sofik Akum, in fact, about invocation being that if his father Akum, so it's in fact about, so it's a riot that the Pach Nefesh of Nochi is not in the Shabbos, but the Arab Amiri in Yume, Pach Nefesh, in Hilchen the Achara, case at Hotel Shahoyubo Israeli, the Kihobim Mazolis Akadmen Mumer, Shainon Mitsubim Hal Shabbos Aleim, Acha Shainon Shun Daskla, the Gamin Fishishim Rivas Hedras Order. In other words, he emphasized, I didn't really say that regarding the Abyss Akumutares, regarding many things, that he doesn't apply to the going of today because they are doing the Akados and Musi, so they have a din of Gepesha. So he says, Chotzer shoyu be Yisraelim liyum kechotim mazori sakad meilim imoem, sheimon im yitzulim lechal shabbos aleyem, acha sheimu em shum das klau, vigam im chishishim lechivas chet vasor. In Gishin Bihim, but the Gatesho, yam chotzer shabbos. So we see that the mere shite is that the halach, the tukach nefesh of the Bneach, is also the Yechekot Yerkot. Not after this. The Rambam shite is not like that. The Rambam says in the Shabbos, just one second. Perik Beis in the Shabbos Aloch Yud Beis in Yalgun Sidit Gechavim Mazolis B'Shabbos Va'afiru B'Shah V'Inchei Shishim Le'Evo Va'af Opi Shein Shom Chiyu Avon Yalgun Sidit Baz Gateshov מפני שם הם יצורים לאחרי ישראל. וכן אמרו ים, כל יפני יאו, בעל ראשון. והם נחלו עם עולה עשה שבס. So the Rambam Shite is that the Pukach Nefesh of Gatei Shok is not the Shabbos. Because the Rambam Shite is that the Vachai Bahem doesn't apply to the Yach. I heard from my father, the Chaim Nebo Achei, according to the Rambam, Marad Gvei Yav in Yerdeye, Simen Sanoch Beis, mentions, Ayin Bitivas Gimel, that was a Peru Shantor, by the government. So she stopped it. In the Neach, she will hear she is Miss Akome. The Ombu are raping. She ain't on the floor. Rak al di she yicha al leidom nachai. Im hum mute al leach al leidom nachai. So Rabbi Gleidi, I've been seeing some of these in the day I mentioned. That's all. So that's the Shaila. In other words, whether the Aloha of the Pach Nefesh is, it is Deiche, so it applies to the Neach also or not. Thesis in Sanhedrin says that the Chai Bohem is never in Israel, not with the Neach. But on that point is a machleket between the Rambam and the Miri, and from the Rambam it's Mashma. The Ramban has certain assoges as to why the Ramban was mashmi certain with the sese, was mashmi certain with the sese. So the Ramban says, mitzvah to Zion, that the Ramban was mashmi. She is tadinu lahachis gyer mitesho, la'atzilin mirosin, she may live of a noah and offer of a gal, she needs to have to call chemid atzolosin, the moyachil and isasin beforsin, the koshkin achimu Yisrael, oi dir tzelek, shon nuchiyovun loy bichol eile, והוא בוהם פיקוח נפש. So first, when he was talking about this Lashon HaTzedek, he used the Lashon Yochid, Shem Mechuyav Unoyim B'Cholayim, and then he's using Lashon Rabin Vuhem. So what it mashma, that he has reference not only to Yisrael HaTzedek, HaTzedek, that's Yisrael Mamesh, but Yateshav also, that's why he uses Lashon Rabin. Vihu Bohem Pibach Nefesh Ebu HaShabbos. So Rabin Yehine Shiti is that he monefshach, he Pibach Nefesh Ebu HaTeshav Ebu HaShabbos, so Pibach Nefesh Ebu Nakum is also the HaShabbos. But what different would it make? But, Shalom Mokimeiko, so even Nisachel, there is a Nisa of Hatzor, of Rumai Limarim. How can you be allowed to Mechal Shabbos, but Mokimeiko, where there is no Nisa Hatzor, so there, you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos, and that's because the Ramiyini is really contagious. All right. Good. So, tomorrow, if we finish the Sugi of Yom Yadayah, so proceed with the more about where you are still so big. Just mentioned the Ramban, so I have to interrupt, but now the Ramban, in the service and the Ramban, so he mentions a number of pieces are saying, which should be included in the Mira Mitzvahs, and the Rambam doesn't include them. So he says, Mitzvah to Zion, Shemitztabinu lehachyeis gira v'teishon, Lehatzilei miroose, Shemolemid babinoch, Unoflo lebagal, Shemitrach tichol kechenu ba'atzolose, Dimhoyo chilem misasik b'opoose. So in other words, it's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, ligabe yateshov, chei b'seisho b'gorno, shemistabinu lahakez gir b'teshov, leatzile mirosei, sheyomit v'abino rino pu'olo v'agal, shemitrach b'chol keroseinu v'atzolosei, v'yimo yochele misasik b'opoosei, because you are in Israel with your tzedek, shall you be able to collect. So, then he says, the who bohem, pikuach nefesh edeche Shabbos. Now, it's not explicit in the Rosh Hashanah. When he says, the who bohem, to whom does he have reference to? To Israel and your tzedek, and the tzedek is mamish Israel. We have to understand why he's mentioned separately, but we'll soon see. Or he has reference even to Gateshov. So there's a deal. Because at first he says, Shemistabinu lahachis geir Gateshov lahatzile miroosem. Shemolemid babinor unofal olov hagal. Hagal. Shemitrach mikol chenu bahatzolosei. So what the Russians use? Yochid or Rabin? Singular or plural? Singular. So he says, the hatzolosei. Say. Dima Yochele Nisasik Bir Fuosei Bikoshku Meyochino Yisroel Oya Gitzerek. So he still keeps on using singular. Sheonu Mechuyotin Loi Bicholele. Why does he use singular? But he says, Okino Yisroel Oya Gitzerek. So he should use the plural. The answer is, what difference does it make? I mean, Gatzedek or Yisrael, does it make a difference whether he's a king or he's a lady or Yisrael? So it doesn't make any difference whether he's a Gatzedek. Gatzedek is a Yisrael Gombo. So that's why he still uses the singular. Shon Mechuyovin Loi B'Cholele. Then he starts using the Rabin. The Hu Bohem Pikoach Nefesh Adir Shabbos. So it is obvious that why do you use Rosh Rabin? Why does he shift from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Rabin, because he wants to emphasize that as far as Pikach Nefesh, being the Eche Shabbos, so it not only applies to Yisroel or Yitzerek, it applies to Gerteshov as well. To Gerteshov as well. So, the Koshkin or Chino Yisroel or Yitzerek, Shem Chiyotin or Yicholele, the Hu Bohem, not only to Rosh Rabin, then Yisroel Getzedek, That's one, the Seinach, or get Teshav, get something else. Teshav is not in Israel. So, but to Gachnefesh, Licha Shabbos, applies to the get Teshav as well. So it's clear that the Kavonis Aramban is that by get Teshav, so the Gachnefesh of the get Teshav is Licha Shabbos. Now, why does the Ramban have to say, the Koshkin Machine of Israel, why do they have to say that tzedek? That goes without saying. They have to say, I mean, in regard to every aloha that applies to Israel, that applies to the tzedek. The tzedek is in Israel. I mean, what is there to discuss? So there's a very simple reason. I thought the Chumash was there. יום הוא חופיכו ומוטו יודה אימו והרזקת בו גאו וסיישו וחי אימו גאו וסיישו וחי אימו. So what's the chat? Does it mean גאו וסיישו? So then the Torah should say יום הוא חופיכו ומוטו יודה אימו והרזקת בו גאו וסיישו וחי אימו. But גאו וסיישו, the Bob is the Bob Achivo. So the Pshat, the Pshat is only Koi. I mean, it's not something new. I mean, it's no Chiddush. I mean, that's the plain Pshat in the Pesach. Geir has reference to Geir Tzedek. And Seishov has reference to Geir Seishov. To Geir Seishov. So Geir the Seishov the Chayimah. What does the Gassation mean? Gassation means a goy who was Mikabel Zainitzid Menach. Now, in respect to certain deen of Gassation, so he only has a Halishem Gassation if he was Mikabel Zainitzid Menach, Bisman Shayev Onech, Bifnei Gimuni Yisroel. But suppose he's Mikayim Zainitzid Menach. But he wasn't Mikabel, Bichnish Reishon. Oh, let's say he was Mikabel, but Bizman Hazeh, and had Bizman Shalivon Eil. So he doesn't have the deen of the Gersheshav Kona. In other words, Gersheshav requires Kabbalah Bichnish Reishon. And why the question is, why does the Gersheshav require Kabbalah Bichnish Reishon? After all, Mineach HaMitzubah and Zayin Mitzvah. Mineach HaMitzubah and Zayin Mitzvah. So the Ramban in his Chidushim on Makis and the Pirakila again, so he says Shlisho Lishenis Nemru B'Mineach Akum B'Mineach or Goy and Vegetation. Akum means Ibit Chob Mazolos. So you see, now there is a lot of confusion because of the censorship. So it was so. When the word Goy was put in Gemara, so it was changed to Akum. So there is a lot of confusion. But if you look up the old manuscripts, you'll see where it's mentioned Goy or Nochri, and where it's mentioned Akum. Akum doesn't mean Goy. Akum means a pagan. Ebekehovim umazoles, mechovim umazoles. So in other words, that's why you'll see that Aramiyah says that Avidas Akum Uteres doesn't apply to the going today, because we are doing like Adosid and Musa. Because the aloha of Avidas Akum Uteres, that there is no Issa Gezel, so that only applies to Ebekehovim umazoles. Doesn't apply to a Gateshav. And not only doesn't apply to Gateshav Gomu, who was Mikabel Zaymised Neach with Mishleshav Yisrael. It doesn't apply to anyone who is not Eveir and the Zayn Mitzvahs Neach. It only applies to a Rosh Echeitei of the Zayn Mitzvahs. That's the meaning of a Bichob Mazolos. But a Bichob Mazolos doesn't mean Dafke. Doesn't mean Dafke, you know. If he's able to absorb, let's say, the Rambam says about Mohammedans, تکنانیم در خودش با خود یه خود چین بدهید سا بودنی بمیسی به فکاری که درم با سا لطه یفتی پوزه ایچه ایچه اخنده ایچه ایودی در ایه دیدین و بیده تیشا خسلی شالد because it doesn't make any difference whether someone is in a Dichovin Mazoles or is a Gazlan or a Tzeach or a Galarayas. Anyone who is addicted to desire Nisim Neneach so has a Din of a Dichovin Mazoles. It doesn't make any difference whether he is either on the Yisrael HaVizore or he is either on the Yisrael on the other Yisrael. Let's say in regard to Yain Nesach Stam Yenon, so of course, even the Stamjenom of Vigatesha Biyosa. But there's a difference. The Stamjenom of Vigatesha so is also a Vishir, but not Banwe. The Stamjenom of the Nevi Avizora, the Nevi Tichodim, is also written Banwe. The reason as to why we are making in the Stamjenom today, in Vigat Anwe, because all the Rishenim, except for the Rambam, hold that the Kehovim today, the Goyim today, do not have the Din of Yisore, especially in regard to Yisuch, it's not the derech to be Nasir. It's not the derech to be Nasir, Yisore. Even though the Catholics, so they have the practice on certain days, they drink wine, I don't want to mention the name. So, but it's not derech nisuch, it's just a religious practice for them. But it's not, nisuch means libation when you pour to that result. That they don't do. So because of that, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramon, and the Chaper, and the Ramon, practically all the shame, even the Chach Misvah, the Ramir Avizore says that the Rambam is Yochid. So, that the going today, even the mainstream, in respect to the Muslims, so even the Rambam says that it's not also Banoi, only also Bishir. But we pass even in respect to the mainstream, that it's not also Banoi. But the Muslims, even the Rambam says that it's not also Banoi. So there is true that even the Stamlino of Arafati Mashmei, so we might be also Banoi, even according to the Rambam. Because in regard to Stam Yenon, there it depends only on Avizor, it doesn't depend upon the other Zayin Mitzvahs, Gezel, Ritzich, and so on, doesn't depend. But as far as all the other Avizors are concerned, where there is a distinction between the Chodi and the Gatesha, so it doesn't make any difference whether somebody is in the Chodi is an Edithovim, is addicted to the Averet HaBizore or to the other Averet. On the contrary, as far as the Aloha of the Tzichonim is concerned, of the Mayim, Rakhum, Bredin, Dako, the Mayim, Bredin, Meridim, so there is a Nisaratzore in respect to an Akum, who is either on Zionist Dunia. So, there is a Chuber Advas, I think it's Chuber Elef Tov Kuf Hav Beis. I mean, don't bring suit against me, but that's my impression. It is Chuber Elef Tov Kuf Hav Beis. Sometimes, you know, there is a mix-up in the Chubers, and some Chubers, they have a different order, but at least in the Advas that I have, so it's Chuber Elef Tov Kuf Hav Beis. So there, I think it's really for me, of the last child's children. So he says that the mainstream of today, so according to Rav Netan and the Balateisves and Chachmi Ashkenaz, the Bnei Achlihuzar Hashituv, so of course they don't have a din of a Avizor. Because Bnei Achlihuzar Hashituv, so I mean it's not Mitzvah, and this vis-a-vis Yisrael, so Shituf is real Avizore, there is a few of Mise, Zeviach Lohim Yechron, Bilti Lad Hashem Levade. So soll die Forschen sehen, was ist nun, die Rabbin, was ist vorne, hat er die Forschen, will für euch sagen, was die Identity worships Abrizore, der Schittert, das weiß, die sind stark, die sind rebellisch, another being, the way the Nazarene do it, if you do it, that's what you assume it, that you assume it, will, you know, participate in the Christian worship, so it's high mise. That's vis-a-vis Israel. That's vis-a-vis the Neach, so the Neach, that's how my time sheet. But he says, even according to those who say that the Neach is Uzarashitu, now many say that according to the Rambam, the Neach is Uzarashitu. I mean, this is something, why do they say that? Because the Rambam says that the Nitzrim are really Abizor. But it's not such a Devat Hashut, even though, I mean, every Yeshiva Tanebor in the first grade, even the kindergarten nations, according to the Rambam, the Christians are pagans. I mean, this is something that everybody thinks he knows because of the masculine, you know, is present. The Rambam considers the needs from the pagans, but the Beragelo was also Rambi, and he says that even according to the Rambam, that the Christians don't have the din of Eid Abizor. Where does the Rambam say that the Nitzrim have the din of Eid Abizor? The Rambam says it in regard to Nilchas Abizor, in regard to the Halacha of Shleisha Yomim Nifnei Yideyan. In Nesim Yimor. So in other words, that you're not allowed before the Chavos, before the holiday, religious holidays, you're not allowed to do any business with them. And that's not so. In Chutz Loretz, so you're not allowed to do business only the day and itself. But Shlishi Yomim, with Nei Deyem, so you're allowed. Now, so the Rambam says that without your Nitzim, that in Yad Yisrael, you're not allowed to do business Thursday and Friday. Well, Shabbos, he doesn't have to mention. So Thursday, Friday, I mean, Shabbos is not Shayach. So because the Arabia of Israel, because Shittus, he says, after Ram says in the Mishnah, Afal Pi Shemina Gavidos, Shume Adnei, it's very strange, I mean, and in other words, some of the Shem say, they themselves don't know what they believe in, I mean, but they call it Jewish, this, one, and three, I mean, they are confused and they don't know themselves what they are saying and what they believe in. But in Tomokin it's Yabdizor. So maybe it's also to do business with them on Thursday and Friday in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz Loretz on Sunday or the other religious holidays, December 25th, right? But the other machine say that it doesn't apply because they're not in Yabdizor today. So, the Ragelo and there are many other Chachmei Yisrael, but the Ragelo, you'll find it in Simen, Cheshmishpet Simen Tov Chofei. So he says that even to the Rambam, and especially in the Ragelo, Simen Reish Nun Tes Cheshmishpet, in regard to the Halacha of Rabbi Yisachar Miteres. So, the Rambam says, why? And it's also Lazir on the Jewish Marzich Yadvish Eilach. So the Ragelo says that the Rambam means that the Yisa to be Marzir and Abib to a Goy doesn't apply to the Goyim today, to the Nitzri. In other words, and he says that even according to the Rambam, they don't have the din of Eidei Abrizor, the Abrizor. But why the Rambam says that they do have the din of Eidei Abrizor, that's in regard to the Yisa of also Loso is the Litni Moel. So the Moel has Nabai, the Abrizor, in Abrizor. What is it based on? Is it based upon if an event? Because if you sell, let's say, the Hemet to any of the Hobbin, someone who may be there, he might be matching the Hemet like the Zore, and the Neach is Muzer, and like the Zore, so maybe you are able to live there, or Mishum, the Oslo maybe. In other words, if you sell him something, whether it's Hemet or something else, even if you sell him a piece of furniture, so in all probability he'll go beyond the game and he'll give vent to his gratitude to the Abrizor. So Mele the Yisrael gave here on the lot of Lo Yishama Al Picha, of Lo Yishama, of Lo Yishama Al Picha, to the Yisrael. In other words, there is an Isa not to be gayer to any human being, even to the Kohen, to be made Alav Rizor. So the Pshat in the Rambam, according to many, I'm not saying maybe the Rambam Shiti is that Beleach is Huzar Shiti, because the Rambam Yechus Melachim doesn't mention this halacha, so it might be. But when the Rambam says that the Mitzvah had the din of Hilti Abdizore, he only says it in connection with the din of Dino Yonelus Neidein, Nesim, the Nesim Mot. So the Rambam says that, first of all, the Rambam passes that the town is to lie, so sir, losses in man, loss in woman is because of Dilma's or maybe, not because of Rukhmida. So the Rambam Shiti is that insofar as the Isa of the Shama or Picho is concerned, that we are not allowed to be daring, even to an atom, to be near a disorder, that is not based upon his Isa. As long as I am gayer, that somebody else should be me, Rabbi Zore. So, Mimele, I am even the Lavi Shabbat Picho. And Rabbi Zore Bishituf is certainly Rabbi Zore like Rabbi Israel. Rabbi Zore Bishituf is Chayib Nisse for Rabbi Zore Bishituf. Rabbi Zore Bishituf. As a matter of fact, there is an interesting Yad Ramay Sanhedrin. Yad Ramay Sanhedrin says that vis-a-vis Israel, so Rabbi Zore Bishituf is even more humble. Can Abizor Shalia there, Hashit? Because Kishtaim Rois Osami, Ace Osbun Kir, Mayim Chayim Lachtiv Lem, Beris Nibor. So, vis-a-vis Israel, so she took his Mochel Homo, can Nachit. It's certainly more dangerous. I mean, because those who are ready Abizore, not all they should do more right, so everybody knows they don't believe in the Rebbein Shalom. But if somebody believes in the Rebbein Shalom, he believes in the Bereilo, and still is Mishati, Shin Shemayim Dovarachaya, so he's much more dangerous. For the same reason, you see, the conservative rabbis are much more dangerous than the reformed rabbis. And the so-called right-wing conservative rabbis, so there are some other Orthodox rabbis who are claiming, you know, every conservative rabbi who voted against the ordination of women by the seminary. I mean, every conservative rabbi who was opposed to the ordination of women, so is a tzaddik. I mean, they are trying to grab him into the rabbinic organization, such a tzaddik, such a hero. He, especially if somebody resigned from the seminary as a professor, well, he's in Tzadik Gomor, I mean, more than the Chafetz Chaim, I mean, such a hero. He resigned from the seminary in order to accept the position in Columbia University for $50,000. So he's a hero, you know. He has to be grabbed, you know. But the truth is that the conservative rabbis are much more dangerous than the reform rabbis. Because the Jewish reform rabbis, everybody knows, but the conservative rabbi, especially if you're the kind of a conservative rabbi, you know, who resigns from the seminary, so he's a tzaddik, you know. He certainly can exercise a big influence upon naive Jews. I mean, the Orthodox press, you know, had a picture of that professor. I mean, finding such a hero. He resigned from the seminary. Somebody asked me what I think about it. I said, I think any conservative rabbi who protests against the ordination of women, so either he's a male chauvinist or he's just a hypocrite, pure and simple. Why should he protest? Unless he resigns as a conservative rabbi, then I understand. But if he doesn't resign as a conservative rabbi, he just resigns from the seminary and continues, you know, his whole derech. Why should he resign? Why should he be opposed to the ordination of women? What's wrong with it? Why couldn't a woman be just as good a rabbi as a man? Why not? I mean, just male chauvinism. That's all. Or just hypocrisy, you know, not in order to mislead the people. That naive, outright Jewish thing, well, he's orthodox. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. Oh, anyway, so I got off on a tangent, you know. I almost did. So anyway, so that's in regard to Yisrael. So that Rama says that Avizor B'shitut is more common, cannot be B'shitut. But in regard to Meleach, there are many, many rites. And there is a tshuva in Sheol Meshiv, this Shom Adizor, and it's even mentioned in the Havois of the Sheol Meshiv and the Yerushalmi. So first of all, there is a raya from the Yerushalmi, and then he mentions the whole period in Lochim in connection with the Kusim as a raya brure that we neach are not muzarashim. So it's not, but the Rambam doesn't mention it. So it's likely that the Rambam shita is that the neach is muzarashim. So, but the Biragila says that the Rambam shita also is that the Neitzkin don't have a glory of the Zohar. In regard to Yisachanim, the Rambam only says that the Din of Eger Avizor in regard to the Yisar of Gimel Yomim with Neideh, because the Rambam paskins, like the Russian, that it's based upon the Ozel and Neideh, and according to the Rambam, so the other Rishonim hold that the Yisar of Ozel and Neideh is also based upon the Yisar. In other words, one is not allowed to be Galen. Somebody else, Mila Vizore, if the Mila Vizore is the Isa. But if the Mila Vizore by the Beneach is not the Isa because it's Der Hashitu, so it's not Osa. That's why the old regime passed that today is going, so there is no Isa to loss his religion more. Even Beyemidean, because they're not all the Vizore. I mean, they are not, so. They are not in the Abizor. Some Rishonim use the Russian or the Abizor, and some Rishonim use the Russian. They are not in the Abizor. Tesis and Abizor use the Russian. They are not in the Abizor. It's true, the Ramban uses the Russian after the Abizor. So maybe the Ramban Shita is that they are Musa Alashit. But since they are not Odu, so maybe we don't have to be Chishes that will be made in Abizor. But Tesis Russian that base in Abizor is not, they are not. That is going today are not other Bavizora, they're not paid Bavizora. So that means because the Yehud takes the Shitosi Shikha from the Tam, that Yehud Hashif is true, the Yehud mentions another Pshatin of the Tam, but the Piskechuba points out that the Shenim say differently, not the Shenim and the Ramor in the Archimation, where they say differently, not like the Yehudist Pshat. So anyway, but the Agishim will definitely hold that the Neach is Zuzal Hashit, possibly she is Ram Zofrede, except that the Ragila doesn't think so. But the Chubis Ragva says that the Yisar of Yisachonim doesn't apply to the Nochim of today, even to the Mitzrim, because first of all, Rabbi Tam says that Neach Zuzal Hashit is not in that Yisore, and then he says, even the Rishim will actually come Rabbi Tam, and to say that the Neach is Huzal Hashitu, still the love of Yisachon doesn't apply to them, because the Gemara says, Akim Shebechutz Loretz, love in the Abizor Hein, or Niyad Abizim Bilelein. Niyasim Bilelein. What does it mean? That they don't have the Shem Roshe of Akim. They don't have the Shem Roshe of Akim. Because it's Niyad Abizim Bilelein, so it's like the Karoim, the Rambam says, they don't have a din of mumer, and the law of meridul milim doesn't apply to them, because they are like anusim, din of shemishbo, only tzodik of aisus, I mean, who are okay for the tzodik of tzilo. So, din of bonus applies to a goy also. So, mila hakon she bechutz lo res labu dam, so rein on din of simire, why does the Gemara use the Russian akum she bechutz lo res, what does it do with chutz lo res and out of soil? The Teretz is, bismana bayi is one, bismana soil was people, so every goy had to be couple Zionist Meneach. So if a certain goy became an Eder Avizore, he was not an honest. Because the regular thing was for the goyis not to be Eder Avizore, because the halacha is that every goy who lived in Eretz Yisrael so had to be mikabel sein für mehr. Maschenkin lechutz loretz, where the regular thing for the goyim is to be in Yavizoy. So the parents, the grandparents, the great-grandparents were all Yavizoy. So mele, the goyim who are in Yavizoy, so they don't have a Shem Roshe. So mele, the Rava says that we sechonim, the Aloch of the Mayim, the Meridim. So doesn't apply to them. He doesn't mention the Mayim, the Meridim, but he mentions the love of the sechonim. And he says that the business why one is not allowed, to keep an Eved Om if he was not Mikabel Zayin Yisrael Meneach because of the love of Yisachonim. So since it's also to give him Matnas Chinom, so it's certainly also to keep him as an Eved Om. So he says, so how is it that all the Jews kept Neitzrim as Avodim in the Meyan Binai? So it was also. So he says, according to Rabbi Tam, so it wasn't Osea, because Bnei Ach Luz Rashituf, so not in Yavizor. But even those who say that Bnei Ach Luz Rashituf, but since it's my Tzadisim Yadim, so they don't have the Shem Rosh of Yavizor. So on the contrary, if somebody, let's say, is a nice boy, is not a Galtlan, is not in Galarayas, is not a Ritzeach, and so on, so but he's only in Yavizor, the Rashituf, assuming that he is Musa, so the Yisachonim doesn't apply to them. But if somebody is a Muslim, the Rambam says they are meaning the Minas Yichud Chaim B'Davi, but like he's a Ritzayach, he's a member of the people. They are the boy, they are the Seisha of the Chaim. So why does it say they are the Seisha? It doesn't say they are Seisha. It says they are the Seisha. So they are the Mikoshim say, has reference to Yosedek. So the Torah spells out Yosedek Sefer. In other words, if Yomu Chachi Chomotu Yad Yimuach Bazak, the day has reference to Yisrael, not again. They has reference to Yosedek, he's also like Yisrael. The Seishov has reference to a goy who was mitabel zayins in the Meyach, so then he can stay in Eretz Yisrael. So is the Chaimo. So mele, the Torah spells out there separately. That's why the Ramban mentions it also separately. Shelitzkabinu lehachiz, Gea viseishot laatzilei mirosei, שמלמיטבה בינור ונוחל אור הגל, שמיטחח בכל כחינו בעצלוסי, ומיוחילה ניססת גרפואוסי, ויפרוש כמחינו לישראל לגצלק שמחירו מלחריה. Why does he spell it out separately? Because the Torah spells it out separately. And he mentions that posse, וכיום הוא חכיחות וזק דבוי, that's Yisrael, גאה, that's גסדק, ויסיישוב, that's יפיישוב, וחיימוב, so that's the mitzvah of Pikach Nefesh, the who bohem Pikach Nefesh at Eich Shabbos. So the Ramban spells it out, he uses Loshon Rabbi, so it's clear, since Paul he used the Loshon Yochid, he said, V'kolshki ma'achinu Yisroel lo yedetzedek shen mochiyot lo yedecholosh. So he uses it singular, because even though he says Yerzedek, but Yerzedek in Yisroel the sign of Hach, but now he says, Vehu bohem pikuach nefesh shedei cheshabes. He means Yisrael, Yotzedek, and Yoteishot. So pikuach nefesh shedei cheshabes. Vehu omre yisale vechiyomu chochicho umoto yode imoch ve'azakta bo ideo v'seisho v'cheimo. Umamorom mitalmud geir ato mitzuga olof la'acheisei. Akum ein ato mitzuga olof la'acheisei. So akum, you are not Mitzvah-Lachizim, but Geir, Teishov, we are Mitzvah-Lachizim. Now, how about a Geir Teishov is not Zed, not Bizman Shalivonei, or even Bizman Shalivonei, so not, but he wasn't a Tavu B'chim Shleishov, so he doesn't have a Geir Teishov. How about the Mitzvah of Lachizim? So there is an article by Arav Henkin Zechen Rebroche in a special issue of the Hadarom, a special issue of the Hadarom. It's called Keitz HaYemin. So Arav Henkin discusses it. And he says what other Israeli Israel before him said, I mean, in the course of the generations, the Rav Amiri, I mean, and then the Beragelo, and the Ido HaShulchan, in Yerideyes Simen Reish Nun Aleph. So he says that it's Mechuyovim Lachese, the going today. It's Mechuyovim Lachese. And Rav Henkin points out, even though they are not Mechabel with Mishreisho, they are not Mechabel with Mishreisho, so he says, the Aloche of the Mishreisho is only required in respect to the things that depend upon the Halei Shem Geosage. For example, there is another mitzvah in the Torah. Another mitzvah. La'yir asha b'shochecho titneno ba'acholo oy mecheo l'nochri. Oy mecheo l'nochri. Or the aloha l'gabi m'loche and Shabbos. V'yonuar ben amoscho v'ageya. So what does v'ageya mean? V'gmore yivomes ni mechilke. V'ageya doesn't have reference to Gatzedek. Gatzedek is a Jew, so that's he comes with him misasek omlocho. Not within the posik of Yemuach, but Amosro Vadea. So Vadea means the Gatesha. But the Gatesha is a boy, so he's allowed to do Meloch and Shabbos, but he's not allowed to do Meloch and Bishvil Yisrael. So like this, Amir Linochi is only a Sunday Rabbonon. That's someone who is not a Gatesha. But if somebody is a Gatesha, so the Rambam says, it's an Esed Raise. You're not allowed to tell a Gatesha to do the melacha for you. Not only you're not allowed to tell me the raise, a gatesha to do melacha b'shvil Yisroel. Even if he does it on his own account, for you, you're not allowed to let him do it. So there depends, there the Torah employs the term geya. So in other words, it's told in the chalishem geya tesha. So he has to have kabbalah. So only if he was mikabel with Mishleisho and only with Man Shayirunei, today it's not Shayach, because it's not with Man Shayirunei. But here, regard to the mitzvah of Geyo B'Seisho B'Cheimoch, so the Torah doesn't use the Loshen Geyo Teisho, on the contrary, Geyo has reference to Gersedek. It doesn't say Geyo Seisho B'Cheimoch, but Geyo B'Seisho B'Cheimoch. So Geyo means Gersedek, and B'Seisho means Inochri, who is not either on Zionist Vineyah. So then we can stay in Eretz Yisrael. We can stay in Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, there, so that doesn't depend upon Kabbalah. That doesn't depend upon Kabbalah with Mishleisho, with Man Shayirunei. This is what Arav Henkin says, and this is what the HaShulchan, even though the HaShulchan, Kidalke, is very brief in it, sometimes he mentions something that is a big chiddush, and you would expect he should be married, and that he's not married, and he said, and sometimes he mentions something that is not such a big chiddush, and he is a big married, all right, that you find in the HaShulchan. But this is what the HaShulchan means in Simen, rational, now, so there are, yes, one.
Is it Chesed Mishnah like this, Mishnah like this, in Hapazachim, it says,
That's right. Yeah, Yohanan, of course, yeah, as far as being allowed to stay in the soil, so even according to the Rambam, the Raivachiti is that the love of Yeshua Bar Tzecho only applies to the Zayin Ami, but it doesn't apply to Shorome, so even if, according to the Raivachiti, there is no Yisrael to let and maybe a bizarre, a really a bizarre. It's staying out of soil only if he's a Zaymanim, but the Rambam Shita is different. So the love of Yeshua Bar Tzecho applies to all Goyim. So if they are Reber and Zaymanim Zeneach, we're not allowed to let them stay in the Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah says that even according to the Rambam, if he is not even, even though he was not the Kabbalah, or let's say this man has it, not yet made, so there is no Isan, that's Mistaba. I mean, I don't think anybody is really on the Kesef Mishnah on that. Anybody is Holy Kamikaze Mishnah. So, the Meila, there is no Islam there. So, this is what Rav Henkin, he says other things too, but this is what Rav Henkin in his article in the Adaron, in Kinsayimim says. And that's mentioned by the Orach Shulchan also. Now, I mentioned the Ramban, so the Ramban is Chiddush Mamakes, who says, Da, Shisholish Nishenis Nemru Bigoy, Beneach Akum, Beneach Oigatation. Akum means one who is Eva Zayis Beneach. And Benegoy means someone who is not Eva, but he was not in Kabe of Bifnishlation. He was not in Kabe of Bifnishlation. And Yateshov means one who was mikabel with mishleisho bisman shayivonei. Today is not shayach because it's einai. There is no purpose in being mikabel with mishleisho because it's not the yedo is not. So the Ramban explains. So you ask, why is it that he has to be mikabel? So the Ramban says he mentions the Gemara in Borukame, in Sanhedrin, in Abedizore. So the Gemara is the kashe. Omad bihitero and his good is gerim kimatimu chait in his care. Leimlach she mikabim schar kim tzuvei sealo kimi shein mitzuvei. So the plain pshat in the Gemara, the pshat by all the shein, except Rashi is another pshat, and the shayla shuvas from Yeshua discusses Rashi pshat. Rashi's Pshat is a Shittes Yochid. But all the other Rishayim explain the Gemara that not that the Rebbeinu Sholem was matir, then the Zionist Neach, he took away the Issa. Didn't take away the Issa. But why does the Gemara say, Omad V'Yitiron? In other words, the Kasher of the Gemara was Motzino Chaitin Iska. No, he wasn't matir there. Omad V'Yitiron means that even if they are Mikayim, they are treated like any mitzvah race. Rashi explains it differently. Rashi explains it in a very strange way. He says that the Rebbeinu Sholem was matter that. But you ask, Chaitin Yizkeh, no, it's not Yisrael, it's an English. Because it means that even with the Amikayim, they don't get the Yisrael that they should deserve. But he was really matter that. So the child's Jewish name Yeshua, as the kashe, but the Gemara says, so then there shouldn't be lifnei iver if you are meishitiv and machayel b'neach. And the Gemara says that if one is meishitiv and machayel b'neach, so he's able to do that, so it's a kashe against kashe. But kashe is yachid, but all the other Rishayim explain it in the sense that the Ben Shom wasn't matter the same mitzvahs to b'neach, but it's not, but if the Amikayim, they don't get the schar like a mitzvah, they say, but like an eini mitzvah, they say. The Ramban says, this nestua, he does not have a din of a gatation gomor. Only if he's in trouble with mishleishon in the soil, as if it had involved deos, of course it's not deos, but just as by gea there is aloha kabbalah mitzvahs, So by your teshuv there is also a law of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Not Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Tayyad mitzvahs, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Zay mitzvahs, Neneach. So the Ramban says, because the Miseilon neglected the Zay mitzvahs, so Mele, they are not considered as a mitzvah beise. So in order to be considered as a mitzvah beise, the Ramban says, then he has to be mikabalet Bifnishlishem Yisrael. Otherwise, even if he is mikayim them, so he will not get schar as a mitzvah beise, but as an eim mitzvah. And then he says the aid that if he is mikabel, so then he has to be mikabel to be midagdeig in all the protein. Yeser al shomer. What does the Ramban mean? Yeser al shomer. What does Ramban mean? But I think that what Ramban means, is in line with what the Yasameach says in the Ramban. This is the Ramban in Makis. Der Rambam in Perek Ches nur das Melochim, Halloch und Alef, Kolam Kabel, Sheva Ritzweins, Beniza La Seison, Harize, Nechsidio Meseo, Vyesh Lecheret on Abor, Vyhushi, Kabel Eison, Vyase Eison, Vyneshe Tzivo Ben Akoni, Vohu, Vyheiro, Vyidion Al Dinesha Rabbeinu, Shev Nineach Mikedem Stavo Ben, Avol Moso Mikneach Adas, Ein Zeg Yateshov, That's the way it was written originally in the Rambam. So Rav Zalman was the original, with the Asatzmi. He didn't have any other manuscripts. So he says, how can the Rambam say, Leim Chachamir? Ein Nechzidim Yisraelom, that we understand. If he does it because of his intelligence, so he's not a Chassidim Yisraelom. But Leim Chachamir, what is he, stupid? If he understands his Ayin Zimneach, so he certainly is Mechachamir Mzeiro. So Rav Zalman has said it, obviously there is a Toy Sefer here. And the Rambam wrote, Vein in Mechzidio Mzeiro, Ela Mechachamir. Interesting, it's interesting. You know, this is a minute Roshi. So one is, Medrash of Rabbi Eliezer, Medrash of Rabbi Yezi Aguri, Medrash Loishim Shtayim. So, one perik of that Medrash is mentioned in all the Gemara's Brachas, the big Gemara Brachas, so you have it, you know. Right after the Shmuel Anoditz, Abdomer Talmud, so you have the Medrash, that's one perik of that Medrash. Shloishim Shtayim Midis, Shatir and Dreshit. So there in that Medrash, it came out, I don't know, how many years ago, about 100 years ago. It was a new Medrash. So there it says that if somebody is in times of mitzvahs mecha das, so he's not mechsidus in the Seilom, el mechachamir. And then all the other manuscripts that were found after Rav Zalman of Aloshanea, so they had the Loshan veini mechsidus in the Seilom, el mechachamir. All right, I mean, it's interesting, I mean, that Rav Zalman, I mean, he was so convinced that it was told Sefer, and all the manuscripts corroborated his supposition. All right, so what does the Rambam mean? Vihushi, Kadurei son, Vyasei son, Vishetil and Akurish Bo. All right, the Rambam should say that. But the Rambam doesn't say just Vihushi, Kadurei son, Vyasei son, Vishetil and Akurish Bo. The Rambam says, I'm sure that this is the pshat in the Rambam. And that's in conformity to what the Ramban says in Makis. So he says, Ibneach is Mitzudan Zaymitzvus. And the Gateshov is one who has Mikabel Zaymitzvus. Why does he have to be Mikabel? So there's one Tane who says, Achirim, Navizore, Achirim Imrim, Gateshov is a goy who has Mikabel on Mitzvus. It doesn't mean Mitzvus. It means Mitzvus Laces. Not success, but Mrs. Lacey said, Chutz Nideon, Eile, Ladeh Hashem, Shabrachot Nabach. So, that's the sheet of Achirim, we don't pass on the Achirim. So, the Achirim we understand, in other words, because according to the Achirim, so, a Yateshov is one who has recovered himself, Shabbos, and all his suing, but not Nideon. So, yes. Requires Kabbalah, so it's like Geirus, not Geirus Mamish, but like Geirus, new Yisurim. But according to the Chachamim, the way you ask me, Zayim Zaneach, why do you have to be Mikabe? In other words, so then it means he's a Baal Tshuva. If he's Mikabe Zayim Zaneach, why does he have to be Baal Tshuva? The Yisrael has to be Mikabe because they show. And here it's not just to be Mivare. No, it means that he doesn't have a Halei Shem Gatesha. So the Asameach says, because Ebneach is Mitzuve, Eigentlich ist Mitzvah sein Mitzvah, in Israel. He's certain Mitzvah sein Mitzvah, but he's Mitzvah, and all the Mitzvahs of the Torah, including his own Mitzvah. But as the Rambam says, in the Pirush HaMishnah Gilan Moshe, when Israel is Mitzvah, let's say on the Mitzvah of Mile, so it's not because of the Tzivu that was given to Avraham Avinu. Let's say Miktura, the Shiras Rambam means, Miktura HaMichuyovim Lomilos Meir. Not Ishmael, but the Rambam also says, is the derech of Ishmael when to be mouth the children when they become 13 years old. So, because Ishmael was already 13 when he was Nimah. So, the Ishmael in the Muslims are mouth the children when they become 13 years old. But that's not Alpidim, because it is Alpidim. It happens to be Alpidim. Because the Rambam says that Miktura Chayimile. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, as Kedisi Hilfa, the Rabbi is Mikture, so Rashi says the Rabbi is Mikture means the eight Mikture that is mentioned in this week's Sedra, the eight Mikture, not their descendants. But the Rambam Shit is, as Kedisi Hilfa, the Rabbi is Mikture means even the Deiras, even the generations. So the Rambam says, in view of the fact that the descendants of Mikture were Miurem, with Bnei Yishmael, so because of this Nisofik, Bnei Yishmael are Mechuyach to be Maldachel. So it is happening. I mean, I don't think that the Muslims do it because of Shiras Rambam, but anyway, it happens to be in conformity to the Shiras Rambam, you know, about Bnei Keturah. So Meir and Bnei Yishmael are Meurev with the Bnei Keturah. So, Mikture, according to the Rambam, on the Chuyev Mitzvah Smira, that's because of the Tzibur that was given to Avraham Avinu. But we are Mechuyev to be Malah our children, not because of the Tzibur to Avraham Avinu. Because Mikra Teor is Hach Alocha, but because of the Tzibur in the Torah. Because Ubayim and Tazriya, Beyim Ashmini Yomil Psar Alosei. So, Mele, Eglatesha, in order to the Tzibur, says, this is what the Rambam means. Aber mit nische Tziva ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Teiro, and not just Tziva ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But suppose he had the Mikabeo because of the Tzivu to the Marishi and to Neach. He will not be a patient. He has, vis-a-vis the Zayin Mitzvahs, he has to be Mikabeo the Zayin Mitzvahs of the Torah. Where the Zayin Mitzvahs of the Torah mentioned? Well, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we discussed. Esa mitzvahs nistabu Yisroel b'moro. Zayin mitzvahs shekibu alein b'neyach, heisit alein, Shabbos kibda b'dinim. So in other words, the Gateshov has to be mikabeo, the Zayin mitzvahs of the Torah. So in other words, so Gateshov is not mitzvah machmas, just the tzibu of the Mauritian. But he is also mitzvah machmas, the tzibu of the Zayin mitzvahs that was revealed in the Torah. Mitnishe tzibu ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah, the Yidionu al Dimesh Rabbeinu, where is it mentioned in the Torah? It's only the Torah Shebal Peh. The Yidionu al Dimesh Rabbeinu, Sheb Mimeach Mikedem Nistavu Ben. I mean, it fits the Lashon HaRambam. So Mimele, what I'm trying to point out is, and this is mentioned, Agavur, by the Shaila Shetshuvos Shavakeh, Shaila Shetshuvos Shavakeh, Agavur, that let's say, even the Rishen of Natan, and that's the Psak of the Ramon, that Meneach, when you use your Rashitu, so that's only in Gabi Meneach, but not in Gabi Gateshav. In other words, Gateshav Gomor, this man Shaila made, who was in Kabel, Zayin Nisim Meneach, so he has to be Mikabel the Zayin Mitzvahs of the Torah. And as the Ramban says, that the reason as to why Ibn Neach to become Gateshov has to be Mikabel the Knishleishov, but he's Mechuyev anyway, because number one, because they abandoned it. So he's aiming to Vaisi, he has a Din to Vaisi. If he's Mikabel, then he'll have a Din of the Mitzvah Vaisi. And then, if, and when he's Mikabel, so he's Mikabel all of to be Magdikin the Potim Yeser al Shomneach. What do you mean Yeser Shomneach? For example, let's say in respect, Tavrizor, according to the Shem in the Neach, he is not Ruzal Hashif, but vis-a-vis Yisrael, so Zveach will be in Yachon, Birkil al Shem Levade. So it's Tavrizor et Mure. I mean, vis-a-vis Yisrael. So, in order to have the unification of Gomor, the whole idea that the Gabi Mitzvah of Lagia Shoshrachot Menavacholo, or the Gabi the Dean of the Yonua Benamos of Ageya, the Halishim Gatrisho, so then he has to be Mikabeo not to be able to absorb the Hashitic leader, because he has to be Mikabeo the Zion Mitzvahs of Tzibo Benakurish Bohu Biteiro, not of the Marishim that was before Matan Torah. The Yonah of the Mesh Rabbeinu Shed Meneach Mikedem Mitzdavro. Anyway, so the Rambam from the Rambam's Loshnitz Mashma that Tukach Nefesh of the Gerteisho is Deiche Shabbos. But it's Mashma only of the Gerteisho. Not that the Gerteisho Gomo, but the Gerteisho in whom there is the mitzvah of Hatzolus Nefoshes, Mashiach came the Gabi and Akum, even when there is no Yisrael of the mind will not be. Let's say the Mokmeivo, then this Tukach Nefesh is not the Hashabbos, not like Chabniyene, it's Mashma, that when the Gemore, Chiderach Shehitiru Laker of Life, at Lat, Behimas Goyen, it means Eishes Goyen, Eishes Akum. Not going, but Teishes in the Kehovin. So, maybe it's Kehovin. So not like Teishes, he says that when Rabbi Yosef was martyred in Machmeivo, so it's only the case where there is no Miochad Raisi. When Yoshua Amishbo, so, it's pending any minute. So then there is no Miochad Raisi. Not only the Tukach Nefesh of obligation, when whom we are mitzubelatzirin, but even an akum, if there is no iser of the mayim and the living, so we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos, because the aloche of Tukach Nefesh, that is the Shabbos, is not based upon the mitzvah of Tzor. It's not based on mitzvah, it's aloche. And we see that Rashi Shiti is also like that, because Rashi says that the reason is why a ganet habodi machteres who are only domi, so if a gal falls on him, we are not allowed to mechal Shabbos because he's a gaber tere, because inasmuch as the balabais is allowed to kill him, so mele is a gaber tere, so he's tukach nefesh, he's not ready to say because of gaber tere, he let him say because there is no mitzvah at all, he's allowed to kill him, so he's certainly not mechuyach to be matzlin. The answer is because Rashi Shite, and Rabbi Yehuda Shite is that the halacha of Tukach Nefesh, Dicha Shabbos, is not based upon the mitzvah. It's not like a Sidiach Reisus, where the mitzvah is Dicha Reisus. It's halacha of Tukach Nefesh, Dicha Shabbos. So even Tukach Nefesh, that we are not mechuyach to be matzil, so even if it's under circumstances, we're not mechuyach to be matzil, as for example, he ganet abon machteres, if he hadn't had a din of gavet tere, so then his tukach nefesh would be the Shabbos. But because he's a gavet tere, and the Miri says that even if he's a gavet tere, so only sofik tukach nefesh is not the Shabbos. But vadek tukach nefesh of such a ganet, whom we allow to kill, if the balabais doesn't want to kill him, and he wants to save him, he's allowed to save him with Mashabbos. That's the Mirashite in Sanhedrin. The Mirashite in Sanhedrin. So, their shite is that the aloha, the Tukach Nefesh, is Deicha Shabbos, is not based upon the mitzvah. But the Ramban shite is not like that. The Ramban emphasizes the who bohem Tukach Nefesh, Deicha Shabbos. And then he says, Umid Mamorom, the Talmud, Geratom, Mitzuga, of Lachyesin. Akum inato mitzuga of lachyesin. So it's mashma that only Tukach Nefesh of the Gerteisho is Deich Shabbos. But the Kach Nefesh of an Akum is not Deich Shabbos. Why? So the Machlekes is whether, you see, the Rambam Shiti is that even the Kach Nefesh of a Yatei Shabbos is not Deich Shabbos. There's the Rambam in Deich Shabbos, the verse I mentioned yesterday. In the base of the Shabbos, halach in base, avon miyaldin is bagav, is basgatisho, yiknei shon yitzudin lach yeisei, vei michal nolai as a Shabbos. Vei michal as a Shabbos. So, now, the Magishni doesn't mention in Moshe Chalam, but you see that the Ramban is chelik. So the Rambam Shita, I heard from my father, because the Rambam Shita is the Kashtes Haloshin of Tesis in Sanhedrin, that the Chaybahem is Nemro Yisrael the Lord Meneach. And I heard from my father when we got to the Tzotik by Rabbi Kveiga in Yerodea Simen Samachveis, he mentions in the name of Sefer Tevas Gimel, that's by the Kohen Gadol and the Torah, if the Meneach is a Chile, she has be Sakone. And the doctor say that he has to eat Evan Nachai, whether Yisrael is allowed to give him Evan Nachai. So the Pringodin Tevas Gimel has a Sofik. In other words, the Sofik is, we say, Beneach is not Mitzvah to Hashem. So he has a Sofik, but how is it if he's a Chel? What kind of a Sofik is it? If you could say, since he's not Mitzvah to Hashem, so that means, in case of Chile, also the same thing. So, my father, I heard from my father, he said from the Russian Rambam, it's mashma, that the Rambam says, in the Yud, Nevuchas Melochim, Halocha Beis, the Neach Sheon Se Anos, La'aver Alachas Mitzvesov, Muta Le La'aver, Atulunenas La'aver Abizore, is Eile, Vifishim Mitzubin Al-Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam uses the Russian the Neach Shon Sianos. Why doesn't the Rambam say the Neach Shon Sianos? Lada Lachas Mitzisov Oisho Yachila Shem Yisakone. The Yitzorich Lada Lachas Mitzisov. Mutal Lada, the way he mentions it in Ilchas Yisid Atele in respect to Yisrael, so he discusses the case of Onsin and then he says Kibiach Shom Rubi Onsin Kachom Rubi Chaloyim. Here he just says the Neach Sheon Seyanos La'aver Alachas Mitzvesov Mutal La'aver Afulunenas La'avid Abizore Eivei. Let him say the Neach Sheon Seyanos La'aver Alachas Mitzvesov Oisho Yechere Sheyei Visakone Voyotzorich La'aver Alachas Mitzvesov Yisrapein Mecholye. It's Mutal La'aver. It doesn't say that. So because the Shittes Rambam is that only in the case of Onsin, only in the case of Onsin, so then it's Mutar Lada Neach. But in case of Chaloyim, not. Why not? Because Tesla says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in respect to Abaye, the Neach Mitzvah Tish Hashem Eitzu. So Tesla says, Sikashe, how could he be Mitzvah? How could it be Mute Alave Olof? On the contrary, by Israel himself, if there hadn't been just a Kosovo of the Chaybem, we would say that he has to be misnefeshing, so he has to be misnefeshing himself. So only because of the Chaybem, and the Chaybem is Nema Israel, it's not Nema. The Beneach, so this is the Teret, by Israel Gufe. So, Mr. Asvoy would say that it's Yadav Valyorik. Mr. Asvoy would say it's Yadav Valyorik. And the reason is why we have to resort to the Posik of the Chaybem is because, if not for the Zasakos of the Chaybem, we would learn out from Avizor, just as Ligabe Avizor, the Torah says, the after Shemekecha, the Holy Buffer, the Holy Nafshecha. From the Decha, after Nathan's Nafshecha, so if there hadn't been a Zasakos of the Chaybem Roshomus Bem, I would say that the whole Nafshecha is Mechayavas to be Misenefesh for every Yisrael B'Torah, not just Avizor. But since we have a as a cousin of the high band, the Rishiyama's band. So, we are forced to say that the V'chol Nafshecho is limited only to Avodah Zarah. But if there hadn't been the Zasakosul of the Chai Ben Rishiyama's Ben, I would say, V'chol Nafshecho, why Dafka Avodah Zarah, Echil Shabbos, Nivele, Treife, every Issa. These are the things. So, my father said, the Pshat, I mentioned it, that the Pshat brings the Svara, which Svara, what kind of Svara? The Svara of Onus Rachmane Patre. Of Onus Rachmane Patre. But, Onus Rachmane Patre is only a Ptur of Onshi. But not a heter. It's not matter is sure. So why not? Because if he is an onus, so ishem chayti yes. Mashenkin if he's an onus gamur, so then if he's an onus gamur, so then he doesn't even have ishem chayti, as the Rambam says in the Chashuve, kol mitzvah tateo. Kishava Olam, Bain Bimazid, Bain Bishadek, Ikishyosh Achit Nechatoye, Chai Reis Vadis, Lekna Kilbohu. So he says the Mazid Bishadek, implying an honest not. Honest not. Why honest not? Because honest does not have the Shem Chaytek. Kashayok Misha Reyo, Tzoch Nefeshkin Adorazeh, it means she's not a Chatas. But that's only in the case of the Chayti Gomor. But if he's even on his gomor, he doesn't have Shem Chayti. But if somebody only has a din on us, then he has no children. Let's say somebody who killed because he was forced. So he's part of Avonishim. So of course he has no children. Somebody was either a vizor, he wasn't because of Avonishim. He was Mikawa Arayas. So of course he's a Chayti, but he only has a din on us. But if somebody is an onus gomor of my heavenly Mebat, where he's faultless, then he doesn't even have Isham Chayte. If he doesn't have Isham Chayte, so it gives him a heter even to be there, because he doesn't have Isham Chayte. So Mele, by Beneach, so that's the Svore, the thesis means. By Beneach, the Alocher of the Chaybe is not Nema, the Alocher of the Chaybe. But the Din of Onus Rachmane Patre is Christ Beneach Yosef to Israel. So Meir, the Rambam says, Beneach Shom Sihanos Laver Alachas Mitzvei Sob Mutali Laver Afil Menes Laver Dad Yizor Yizeving Likishe Mitzubin Al Kibish Hashem. So the Rambam says, so only on Sihanos Mashin Kim Chile. So it's also all of Laver. And my father said that, let's say, according to the Rambam Shite, suppose a Yisroel would be a Chilish Yivisakon and he would require medicine. Now suppose you couldn't get the medicine. Couldn't get the medicine. Only if you steal the medicine. Such a situation. Steal, you gazle. So of course, you are allowed to steal, to gazle. It's a mitzvah to steal, to gazle, in order to save the life of the person. Because Knefesh is Deicha Yisad Neivet. Is Deicha Yisad Gezle. Justice is Deicha Kolatir Kulim. But suppose only a Beneach is able to do the stealing. That is, Israel has no opportunity to steal the medicine for Israel, for another Israel. But only Beneach are you allowed to tell the Goy, please go and steal from the drugstore this medication, because you're not allowed to be able to need that, according to the Rambam Shite. Because since the Rambam Shite is that there are, as it appears from Tesis, that the Aloha of the Chaybeh is the Yisroel Nemor, not the Neach. So it works both ways. So it's not only in respect to the case of the Pekuach Nefesh of the Neach. So it even the case of the Pekuach Nefesh of the Yisroel, but since the Aloha of the Chaybeh and the Heter of the Chaybeh is the Yisroel Nemor, the Lord of the Neach, so a Yisroel will not be allowed to tell the Neach to steal a medicine to save the life of a Jew. In other words, why did I mention what my father told me? Shouldn't think, Kamil, the Rambam, you know, as all the Chachomim would say, you know, the Rambam was not liberal, I mean, discriminated against Goyim, I mean, there's nothing to do with discrimination. It's nothing to do with discrimination. Because according to the Rambam Shite, So that it would involve a discrimination against the Yisroels. In other words, in case a Yisroel would be a chilish eretz sakone and require the medication, and the Yisroel does not have an opportunity to steal the medication, but the goy has an opportunity to steal the medication, so a Yisroel will not be allowed to tell a goy to steal the medicine. You're right. But suppose the goy is a full goy and the eskio shayla. Are you matter me to steal it? Then you have to pass through the shayla. You can't pass. You cannot pass through the shayla falsely.
You cannot. Not falsely. It's true. We can't steal. Save the Jew's life.
Yeah, that's right. So you have to pass me.
Why shouldn't he be able to steal?
The goy, he'll get it, he said, maybe.
So?
And it's one of the Zion mitzvahs.
Right. Like
so what? So,
and
but, Pukach Nefesh of the Yisroel is not Deiche Ligabe Benech.
This is what I'm saying.
Because the Bechaibahem is the Yisroel Nehem, but the Loi Benech. Why is it so difficult to understand? What?
The Jew is left to stay here.
So, this is what I'm pointing it out. This is what I'm pointing out. It's not that the Rambam Shitti is that the Pukach Nefesh of a Goy is not the Icha Shabbos. It's not the Icha Kratere Goy. Only Pukach Nefesh of Yisrael. It's true that the Halacha of the Chayben does not apply to Benayach. The Chayben does not apply to Benayach. So the Mayor of Estesa says it's just the Yisrael member of the Benayach. But it works both ways. Since the whole heter and the halacha of the chayben doesn't apply to Benayach, so Melei Benayach has no heter to be able to save the life. To save the life? No!
To save the life.
To save the life. No! This is the point. This is what I'm pointing out. That it's not that only the Pukach Nefesh of a Yisroel is there, not the Pukach Nefesh of a Goy is there. The halacha of the chayben doesn't apply to Benayach. Because the halacha and the heter of the chayben, that's one of the dini ator. And the dini ator were given to Jews, not to Benayach. So Mele, it doesn't apply in two situations. It doesn't apply to the situation where the Pukach Nefesh of the goy is at stake, and the Yisroel has to be Mechal Shabbos, or it doesn't apply to the situation where the Pukach Nefesh of the Yisroel is at stake. So it doesn't apply to the Benayach. Because the Yisroel name was the Loi Lebenayach. That's the Shitas Haram. What is that? Doesn't make any difference. The Haram Shitas. So what? But he doesn't become a Jew. He's Chassidim Salem. He has a Chalish and Gatesham, but he's a Goy. So not the Tayyar, just the Zayin Mitzvahs, but he doesn't have any Kedushas Yisroel whatsoever. He's a Goy Gomer, like a Nid Chob, the same thing. But he is a nice Goy, he's Chassidim Salem, but he's a Goy. Goy Gomer. We use the expression "goy gomer" without giving respect to a Jew, but I'm using the expression "goy gomer" in a literal sense. Goy gomer. All right. Anyway, so, why does the Gemara say that the Benayach is not Yitzvah to Hashem? That's because of the Halacha of Onus Vachmurta. So I said to my father, that means that the Rambam Shite is that Onus is not only Kedur HaBanshin, but it's even Matir, to be able to serve, because vis-a-vis Benayach, the heter of Pukach Nefesh of the Chayben doesn't apply, and still is Mutar even to be able to serve. So my father said, true, in respect to Benayach, it's Matir, not in respect to Israel. So I couldn't understand it first. Why not? So my father said to me, no. Because by Yisroel there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, if he is mitzvah, even if you say that the Dina Bonus is matter, is the Echad Nisa, but in on a practical level, he'll not be allowed to be there. He'll be also because of the Yisrael Pril Hashem and because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, he's not an Onis Gomor anymore. When he's one, an Onis Gomor by definition means faultless. My havel will never. So these are the Neyach, who is not with Tzvah Kiddush Hashem. So then he's faultless. True, he could have given up his life, but he's not mechuyev to be Kiddush Hashem. So why should he give up his life? The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't require him to give up his life. So Mele, he's faultless. Why he can? But it's not so easy to give up life. That everybody knows. It's very hard. But he's not mechuyev to be mishanavish himself. So Mele, the fact that he's cursed, and the alternative would mean giving up his life, means that he's an honest gomel. He's faultless. But vis-a-vis Yisrael, there is a mitzvah of the Mikdash to be served in Yisrael. There is a chalash and kachi. So could you say he's faultless? My Havel Mebat? What kind of my Havel Mebat is it? Assuming that he's not either the Yisrael of Yisrael. All right, so he's not either the Yisrael of Yisrael. But he's either the Yisrael of Yisrael and kachi. So maybe he's not an honest gumball. A demon who's going to have. But Onus Gomo only means if he's faultless. Now the Gemara in Shvuah says, that Hoye Baal Nishte who pierces a needle in the midst of the beer, so if it was Samuch Livesto, so then he's highly called. He's not an Onus, he's only a shade. But he's not Samuch Livesto. So then he's an honest gomo. They are both on a single my havel and nebat. But if it's somuch levesto, so the Ram says that even if we say that somuch levesto is only the rabbonon, it's machleges hasheni, whether it's Nisa Veraise, the Azartim, but there are some hasheni who say that the Roshe of the Azartim is not Israel, from which we learn out that he is also loving on our Samuch Levesto is an Asmachte. So the Ram says, even if we say it's an Asmachte, but since my Rabbonon is also, so we cannot say my Havel Mebat. What kind of excuse is that, my Havel Mebat? There is Lishosa, even without Lishosa. to comply with all the Rabbonon. So what kind of an Anus Gomo is it? So Mele, he is not an Onus Gomo with the Raisi, if there is a Misal Rabo. Al Haskamu V'chamo, even if we were to assume that the Aloche of Onus Gomo is matter, but since